This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
By duplicating systems, more than a system, a solution. You know, I've been on the other side of this table so many times. Yeah. I remember and when I first started doing 5 of 5s and like filling in stuff, I started counting, and then Bram and I got to like my 200th 5 at 5, like,
wow.
I remember, or no, it was 100. Yeah, I don't think I may have gotten 200. I think I just stopped counting after that. But yeah, I remember, and it was kind of not really that momentous of an occasion, but yeah. Still, it was funny to keep up with them and do that many.
I have to go back and count mine up. I know,
but being on the other side is always fun too. So I will yield the floor to you, Tyler, and take it away.
All right. So I know that you watch more NBA than I do. I've checked in on the Hawks a few times this year. Obviously, they're not much of a season to write home about, but the other night they were playing LeBron and the Lakers, mm-hmm. and obviously that's a game that you want to tune into and see what's going on. The Hawks put out the victory, and LeBron didn't look that great, to be honest.
No.
Looking at the standings, the Lakers are currently one game under 500 and not in the playoffs as of right now. Now, saying this for somebody that was literally just in the NBA Finals, is LeBron finally starting to slide a little bit?
I think this is a combination of things. First of all, this Lakers team, and Dave and I talked about this, they're trash. They're bad.
It's also kind of a dumpster fire,
too. Well, that's the reason. I think they would be much better if they had chemistry and there wasn't, you know, this kind of everybody looking over their shoulder type thing that's going on there right now.
Right.
Because you've got LeBron basically wanting to trade the entire team, wanting to fire Luke Walton,
mm-hmm.
and all this stuff. And again, this is not fair to Luke Walton, because he's going to lose his job because of this.
Right.
And Ty Lue will probably take over just based on the fact that LeBron wants to install his guy.
Yeah.
So that's a possibility. But then again, like I said, there's no team chemistry because none of the players on the team seem to be wanting to get along with LeBron. And I think here's what I'm talking about with the you saying LeBron take a step back. He's obviously getting older.
Yeah.
There's no question about that. So you're going to lose a step just by virtue of getting older.
Right.
But I think a lot of this could be LeBron trying to, at this point, he knows, I'm going to blow this whole team up in the offseason anyway. If I don't make the playoffs, that's more rest for me.
That's true.
So maybe in his head, he's like, it's better for me this year if we don't make the playoffs, then we go get, you know, Anthony Davis or whoever, whatever.
Right.
I still don't think they're going to get Anthony Davis. I told Dave the other day on the morning show, I think best case scenario for them is Klay Thompson.
Yeah.
I don't think Kevin Durant's going there. I don't think Kyrie Irving's going there. I don't think Kawhi Leonard's going there. You know, and these are all the big-time free agents that are out there. I just don't think any of them are interested in playing with LeBron, particularly Kawhi and KD. I know that there was that thing where Kyrie said that he called LeBron earlier this season, like apologized to him or something, and so maybe Kyrie would go there, but there seems to be some smoke around the fire of the Knicks possibly landing Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving.
Right.
So it just seems like for the Lakers, I am very much happy with a lot of teams for fighting up back on LeBron.
So the Knicks could get Durant or Irving and then draft Zion Williamson?
Yeah.
My God.
Yeah, no, it'd be crazy, but they are the Knicks, so
that's true.
We will we'll let them screw it up somehow. But you know, I think that when you look at the way that this all played out, I'm very happy at two teams right now, and I think more teams are going to follow their example. Extremely happy with the Spurs, mm-hmm. for not dealing with LeBron and the Lakers.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as Kawhi was, they were like, Kawhi said, "You want to go to Lakers?" They're like, "Yeah, right." So they sent him where they got the best deal, and
right.
that was Toronto.
Right.
And the Pelicans strung the Lakers along. Basically, the Pelicans, I think, did all of this on purpose to, you know, upset everything that was going on in L.A. Now you've got a very, you know, uneasy roster, and there's a lot of tension there.
Right.
Because basically it's LeBron versus everyone else, including Luke Walton.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think this is necessarily LeBron, like, taking that much of a step back. Quite frankly, I have convinced myself at this point of my theory that I said a second ago that he's going to miss the playoffs on purpose so that he can get more rest. Because that's the thing. He's been to the NBA Finals every year for the last, like, 7 years.
Right, and to couple that on with Olympic basketball as well a couple times, like, how much just postseason, like Olympic basketball, other things besides the regular season, how many more seasons would you attribute that to his playing life, I guess?
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying here. So if he could take the entire postseason off.
Yeah.
I mean, the postseason in the NBA is months.
It's forever.
Exactly. So if you give LeBron James a chance to get more rest going into next season and potentially getting something, I don't know what that would be, to add to the equation there, then, yeah, I mean, I would certainly give the Lakers a chance of being a good team next year. But, I mean, it all just depends. I think right now the Pelicans made LeBron and the Lakers as an organization look so bad.
Yeah.
And so right now, right now LeBron kind of looks like a jerk who just wants to go. He's done this everywhere he's gone.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. You have the whole Jordan-LeBron debates all the time, and I've gotten to the point on the morning show where it's like it's pointless to have these cross-generational debates because things are so different.
Unless they were one-on-one with each other, it's hard to
like, for example,
that.
Like LeBron, can you imagine if, like, all of those Jordan rules defenses of the Pistons in the late 80s had been able, like, if LeBron went up against them and he was getting clotheslined to the ground, like, every time he tried to drive into the lane?
Yeah.
I mean, it'd be a lot different. So it's just really hard to compare those kind of things. But in terms of the mindset and the mentality and the way that the player goes about his business, Jordan is miles ahead of LeBron James there.
Yeah.
It's because I think LeBron never got – and I don't know if this is because he was a big deal so early on, but it just never seems like he got that maturity that you need to have when you're that guy.
Right.
That, and because Jordan, Magic, all of these guys in the past knew how to deal with the media, knew how to, like, have you ever heard Tom Brady, Tiger Woods, or Michael Jordan call themselves the greatest of all time?
No.
No.
And that makes them the greatest
of
all time.
Because you can't say it yourself. I mean,
it's like you can't give yourself
a
nickname.
It's like if I were Michael Jordan and I walked outside, I'm the greatest basketball player of all time. Well, yeah, everybody else thinks that, but if you say it, it makes you look like a jerk.
Right. It's like you can't give yourself a nickname. Kind of the same thing.
Right.
It's got to happen. It let other people
do it. And
that
thing when he was, like, watching the tape and he goes, yeah, it's that moment right there when I found out I was the greatest of all time. See, it's like, dude, you can't do that.
Right. Especially in the age of social media where it's easy to get ripped apart.
Well, and
for
I think
that
that's why you're starting to see more and more people turned off. You know, Kevin Durant talking about the toxic environment that follows around LeBron James. Kawhi Leonard not even saying anything because I still think he's going to end up, you know, somewhere else.
Right.
I could see him ended up in Milwaukee because he's not a super. I know he wants to be in California, but he played under Coach Bud for a little while.
Yeah.
You know, he knows what could be up there. So
right.
A lot of overturning coming up in the NBA, I feel like, this summer. It's going to be, you know, between getting ready for, you know, the rest of this season, probably going to be a Warriors championship. I don't think anybody, especially with DeMarcus Cousins in the lineup now, which is just ridiculous. But this offseason, the NBA is going to be very interesting.
So sticking with the NBA, rolling on at the 5-5 here, obviously the All-Star Games this weekend. Out of all the major sports, so baseball, football, basketball, you're a big soccer guy, and we'll throw the hockey in there too. How do you rank the All-Star Games?
MLS All-Star Game's kind of hard because, I mean, they played it this year against Juventus. They always, like, get – it's the MLS All-Star team versus one of the big European teams.
Right.
I hate that. I don't think MLS needs those big European teams anymore. I think it's gotten to the point where you could have – go back to it being East versus West.
Yeah.
Because then you're giving more MLS players a chance to be on the team, you know, and shine.
Right.
As opposed to only having one All-Star team and limiting the amount of All-Stars you can have. So I'm not the biggest fan of what MLS does. MLS also used to have this thing called Keeper Wars during the – it was like one of their skills challenges during All-Star break. And this was like early MLS. They really need to bring it back. It's like you've got two goals kind of close to each other, and the keepers just take turns, like, hurling the ball as hard as they can – like, into the goal with their hands. So they're it's like trying to throw the ball into the goal and you're saving it, like doing all stuff a normal goalie would do.
It's like reverse dodgeball.
Kind of. So, yeah, I mean, they had some cool stuff, but I would say in terms of the All-Star stuff, I think the NBA does it the best.
Okay.
I would say NBA 1, Major League Baseball 2. I don't even know what hockey does.
I'm sure it's an east-west type of thing.
I mean, they have an all-star thing for NASCAR, too, don't they?
They do. It's an all-star race.
Yeah, and it's for, like, a pretty big pile of cash.
It's $1 million.
That's pretty good. So, I mean, yeah, see, and that's why you're never going to have NASCAR people not do it, because you have that incentive of, you know, $1 million.
Right. Well, so, there's really not really much of a way to opt out of it either.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So that's a good one then, because you have most of your big-time people doing it.
Right, like the Pro Bowl at this point, nobody of note really plays in it anymore.
I like the skills challenge at the
Those
Pro Bowl,
neat.
Though.
Those are neat.
I do like that. In fact, I think they should just eliminate the Pro Bowl game and just have a whole week where you've got NFL guys competing against each other in, like, either the skills challenges or other sports.
Yeah.
Like, if you had, like, a three-on-three basketball tournament with NFL guys.
Oh, that'd be neat.
If you had, like, if you did, like, what they did with the match with Tiger and Phil Mickelson, where you maybe had teams of NFL golfers out there.
Yeah.
Like, a four-on-four kind of thing, and you had them mic'd up and everything the whole time. I think you could do way more entertaining stuff than actually play another football game that nobody gives a rat's bleep about.
Yeah. And put it back in Hawaii where the players actually want to go.
Well, yeah, it's like, I mean, a free trip to Disney, you know, don't get me wrong, that's cool too, that in Orlando. But yeah, I mean, come on, it's Hawaii.
It was nasty and rainy this year too.
Yeah,
that
it was not
help.
Great. Not great.
Okay, so we touched on this a little bit earlier. Obviously, UGA baseball starting tomorrow against Dayton. What is your realistic expectation for how far this team can go this year?
I think I will leave the expectation right where, you know, they left off last season, hopefully hosting a regional. And from there, you know, unfortunately, Georgia had a rough go of things in the regional last year.
Right.
But, you know, it's a new year, and hopefully the Dogs get right back to that spot and take it a step further of getting to a super regional. Yeah. And from there, hopefully making a College World Series appearance. But, you know, I think you have to kind of like Coach Rick always used to do. Like, he always set the goal at winning the SEC, or getting to the SEC championship, because from there everything's in front of you.
Right.
So I think, you know, just being a team that continues to compete in a very, very tough SEC, and hopefully, like I said, hosting a regional and going from there.
Okay. All right, two more questions here at the 5 at 5. It is Valentine's Day, and you're a big music guy.
Mm-hmm.
What is your favorite romantic or love song?
Something.
Something?
By the Beatles.
Okay.
It's a song that, who am I thinking of here? Oh, it's a song that Frank Sinatra called the greatest love song of all time.
Okay.
And if Frank Sinatra calls it the greatest love song of all time, he may know a thing or two about good love songs.
It's hard to argue with that.
Right. And, you know, there's so many answers to this question. I mean, romantic love song. I mean, most songs have something to do with some sort of love, whether it's loving another person or, you know, loving yourself, or, I mean, there always seems to be, or not always, but, you know, what are the tenets of country music, at least when people are making fun of country music? It's what? Tractors, you know, your beer, mudding.
Being in jail. That's in there, too.
That's another one.
Your mom.
Yeah.
Sing about your mom.
Yes. So, I mean, that's the thing. You know, there's tenets of, like, every song and every genre, but if you're phrasing the question, what's the best love song, then it's Something by the Beatles. And again, it was written by George Harrison, and if Frank Sinatra calls it the greatest love song of all time, well, then there you go.
I'll give my vote to Wonderful Tonight by Eric Clapton.
That's a great song.
One of my favorite. It's one of those, I judge how good a song is to me by if I never skip it when it comes up on my playlist.
And it's funny that you picked Clapton and I picked a song written by George Harrison, because they were like best friends.
Yeah.
So that's pretty funny
it's
how
crazy.
That worked out. Actually, While My Guitar Gently Weeps, the famous Beatles song, features an uncredited guitar appearance by Eric Clapton.
I did not know that.
It's not uncredited, but it's not credited to Clapton. It's Something Misterioso or some weird name that isn't. But when you look at it, that's Eric Clapton.
Yeah.
So,
huh.
He was on My Guitar Gently Weeps, and the song Layla.
Yeah.
Which is Derek and the Dominoes by Eric Clapton.
Right.
It's actually written about George Harrison's girlfriend or wife at the time that actually ended up with Eric Clapton.
Oh, wow.
Because the song Layla, the myth of Layla from like Egyptian lore is about like basically like someone who loves someone else's wife or something like that. So that's why the song was called Layla.
Interesting.
But he wrote it at a time where he wanted to be able to be like, man, I really love this woman, but she's my best friend's girl, so what am I going to do here?
Yeah.
So That's why the song was called Layla. So there's your music history lesson for the day. But it is kind of funny how you picked a Clapton song and I picked a George Harrison song, and those guys are best friends. They were best friends.
Right. Those undertones of the songs reminds me of that poster you always saw in English class with the iceberg. And like the tip is pointing out, it's like what the words say, and then underneath what it actually means.
Context, right.
Context. Mm-hmm. So that's very interesting. I did not know that. I'll definitely go back and listen to those songs and see what I can hear.
Of course.
All right, closing out the 5-5, I always like to present a trivia question or some sort of challenge.
All right.
So you are obviously the PA voice of UGA basketball and a million other sports here.
I just go where they tell me to go.
Right. So, obviously, you're familiar with introducing the starting lineup, and you should be pretty familiar with the UGA men's basketball roster. Can you name them from shortest to tallest?
Well, the lineup changes a lot, but...
The entire roster.
You're saying the entire roster.
Which, I mean, it's not that long of a list.
No, it's not. I'm going to have to write this down here. So, shortest... Oh, boy. I'm guessing the shortest would be, it's probably either Fagan, Crump, or the guy from Lithuania. You know what? This is not good radio. So I will say, I'm just going to go, the shortest is Crump.
Correct. 6'1".
Followed by Sargunas? Or is it Fagan?
It's Fagan. He's at 6'3".
Okay. Is Sargunas next or is Harris next?
There's a couple people that are the same height. So I just kind of went by number. At 6'4", you have William Jackson.
A turtle. Okay.
Jordan Harris.
Harris.
Turtle Jackson. Yeah. He's listed as William.
Oh, of course.
Here.
Right.
And Christian Harrison. And let's see.
Harrison fools you because he has a big afro. So.
He does. That kind of throws you off. So that's all the guys that are 6'4".
Okay. I guess Sargunas is taller than that.
Yes, he is.
What is he, 6'5"?
He is 6'5". Okay. Let's see. I believe.
Okay, so then we're starting to get into some of the bigger guys. So I guess after that, you really don't have any kind of. Tyshawn would be next.
Tyshawn's also 6'5".
Okay, so after that, you're getting into the bigger guys. So I think Rayshon 6'8". So would he be next?
So JoJo's 6'6".
Oh, I forgot about JoJo Toppin.
Wilridge is also 6'6".
And I forgot about Torian.
And Connor O'Neill. Also 6'6".
And I forgot about, man, I'm not doing good at this.
Right,
all.
I mean, a lot of these guys, are typically in the starting lineup.
Yeah, that's
so
fair.
May not be as well-versed in how tall they are.
So then you probably get to Rayshon.
Then you're getting into
Connor,
the tall
right?
guys. Yes.
Okay, so Rayshon, then Derek, or is it Rayshon, then Mike Edwards?
Rayshon is 6'8". Mike Edwards, scrolling down here, is 6'9".
Okay, so Edwards and Ogbede are both 6'9".
Yes.
And then Claxton is 6'11".
Claxton is 6'11", and I believe that's everybody.
That should
Make
be
sure.
It, yeah.
Yes, that's correct.
All right.
So he had a little bit of help, but that was a challenge, I admit.
It was. No, it was tough. Because that's the thing. I mean, I guess for the starters, I list their height every game, but they change somewhat frequently. And then, like you said, some of the guys just don't really get in.
Right.
Although Edwards and Harrison both have pretty big afros right now, so they skew the statistics.
Well, I think pretty sure for these pictures and heights, it's to the top of the head.
There you go.
So the afro doesn't give you the added inches, because if that was the case, Rayshon would probably be somewhere around 7'1", 7'2".
Very true. All right. We'll go ahead and hit the break. That ends today's 5-5 brought to you by Duplicating Systems. More than a system, a solution.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.